All right. Okay, we got the pre-show here. It is July 2, and it's a Friday, so tonight is our chat night. Tonight is chat night, man. And as is my wont, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to do in the show tonight. And I like it like that. I surely do. Well, there ain't no telling, baby. When I see you again, it will be tomorrow. Will the sunrise burning my eyes, baby? Let me show you something. See what you guys think of this picture. Ain't no telling, baby. I don't know. It's kind of kooky. Hi. Isn't that kind of kooky? Isn't that way out? That is way out there, man. I ought to do a screen grab of that motherfucker and put that sumbitch up behind me. What is this? Oh, we don't need that shit. Get that out of here. Get it out of here. Well, there ain't no telling, baby. When I see you again, the sunrise. Let me see. Hold on. Hold the fucking phone. You guys watching the Tour de France? The Tour de France? It's groovy. It's a kooky. You know, I dig it because I used to cycle. I was not a competitive bicyclist, so please don't. As Steve Dooley would say, I did not ride a competitive bicycle. But I followed it, and I like it. It's fun. It's cool. It's kooky. I even had a crazy idea that I would... What I really wanted to do, not really wanted to, but my idea was to run a Grand Prix, a bicycle race, through Sierra Madre, California, which is the city I was living in at the time that I went to China, almost 40 years ago. Sierra Madre is a little foothill community, lots of hills, very challenging. It'd be kind of a cool little, you know, Grand Prix. But I got no fucking follow through and shit like that. What the fuck do I know about, you know, fucking promoting a bicycle race? What was I doing? Oh, I gotta look and find, where is this thing, man? So is this stills? Okay, groovy. Groovy. Outstanding. Not that I know what I'm doing, but I'm just kind of sitting here, dicking around. You know, just dicking around and everything. Here we go. Ta-da. Ta-da. But it looks like this. Something along the lines of this. And then we go. Zing. Oh, wow, that's too fast. Okay, I can dig it. No, man, no, baby. That's the one there, baby. I don't know what I'm doing. Will the sunrise burn in my eyes, baby? I don't know. If I was riding in the Tour de France and there was some motherfucker with a camera on a motorcycle riding next to me with a camera, shoving it up my ass and trying to get every, you know, the groovy shot, I would probably just backhand the sumbitch, you know. Because that's what these guys are riding. They're just humping it. They're sweating. I mean, really sweating. There's a guy there.
Hi.
You know, I don't know. But I'm antisocial, so it's not surprising that I would, you know, say these things and do these things. And be that kind of a man.
Holy fucking Christ here.
I was telling Jackie today, I said to her, you know, she's really a great woman. One of the reasons why I love her and admire her is she is a very generous, she's a very selfless woman. She's not really an ego case. And she's never really in her life. She's always been a hard slugging, get through it kind of a chick, you know. And nobody's ever really done her any favors in her life, man. I don't really think, if to be perfectly honest, either, anybody ever really took care of her, you know. I mean, she takes care of herself, but, you know, there is such a thing as and the guys would understand me saying this. The women would understand it too, but you look at somebody you care about and you want to take care of them. And you look at them and you see how they've struggled. And Jackie is pretty amazing, man. She came out of fucking nothing. She was a, nobody put her ass through school. She did it herself. She didn't have any letters of introduction, man. She got in her little car and she drove across country to Tampa, Florida, and became a news anchor. She was a news anchor in Stockton, started anchoring the news in Stockton, went to Reno, Nevada, then landed a job in the Tampa market, and then landed her anchor job in Miami. I mean, she was on her way, man. And she did that just pure talent. Nobody giving her a hand. Nobody giving her a break. So, you know, I that's what I see. And anyway, so I told her, I said, you know, in a rare moment of vulnerability on my part, I said, baby, I want to take care of you, baby. And she said, okay, first thing you can do is buy me a first-class plane ticket. I'm kidding. No, she didn't. But that's exactly what I want to do for her when we're traveling back and forth, you know. And I said, the guys don't understand. I like taking care of her when I can. When she moves here, I'll be able to do it like 24/7, you know. I don't know, man. Just treat her good. What's that song by Roy Hitt? You got to treat her right. Hey, da-da-na-na-na, da-da-na-na-na, all right, na-na-na. Okay. The fuck is this shit? What the fuck? What? I don't understand this, man, at fucking all. Nor do I give a fuck. Google, do me a big favor and just keep your motherfucking impressions and clicks and all that shit to yourself. I can give a fuck. I'm not interested. I'm just not, okay? So shut up. Fuck you. Okay, so, here's some pictures. Here's some pictures of Phil Henry here. Different ones. Here's some different pictures. If you follow my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. What the fuck is this? Da-da-na-na-na. Da-da-na-na-na. What? So how do I do... What is this shit, man? No, bitch, I don't want that. I don't want that, man. I don't want it. I want the... What is this? Open a link in new tab, right? Yeah, that's what I want to do. This is bullshit. Man, I am here to tell you some fucking weird times in my life, man. Weird fucking times in my life. Weird times. Weird motherfucking times. Orange County Register. I don't get it, man. Who the fuck is this? Worldwide Radio Summit. Who is that? God, look at how fucking fat I was. I was over 300 pounds. I must have been the most unhappy guy in the world. Well, I know I was. I was fucking miserable. But that's my life. That's my life, bro. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. Yeah, I was really out of shape, man. I'm down to 226 today. I know when I lose weight too, I look like shit. I mean, look at how bleached out I am, man. Not that anybody really gives a shit. Why am I even bothering you with my fucking health news, man? You don't give a fuck. Oh my God, you don't care. Oh. All right, man, let's do this thing, huh? Whatever it is. I think I'll just do a totally, what if I was just a totally improvised show? Hi, it's Phil Henry, and welcome to today's completely improvised show. And that's all I have. See you later.
If you practice my method just as hard as you can.
My method. All right, I don't know, man, what I'm going to fucking do, but I'm going to do it. Goddamn, I will do it, you know. One thing's for sure. I don't know what I'm doing, but I will goddamn well do it. That much I do know. What am I doing? Fuck if I know, but I'm going to do it. What is this shit? Why do you give a fuck?
In Miami.
Right.
Collapsed
right.
Just last week.
Right.
The situation, of
we
course,
know.
Is incredibly tragic.
We know.
We're now learning of those who are unaccounted for what happened.
Sheraton Bell Harbor? Well, why are they filming it? Why are they filming it?
So you see the water gushing in the garage.
No, fuck off. That's the most worthless. That's the most worthless fucking video I've ever seen in my life. Give me a fucking break. You motherfuckers. Young Turks, who I ordinarily, you know, I can handle most of the time. Quit with your breathless fucking reporting on some fucking video that you claim was moments before my fucking ass. And no, I didn't see any motherfucking water gushing. And one other thing. Why didn't they keep the fucking video rolling? Which is, you're showing this video of about, it's not even fucking 15 seconds, I don't think. Hey, this is the building. We see some water. See, we... Bullshit. I'm forever skeptical, man. And I always will be. And you want to know why? Because who gives a shit what I think anyway? Will the sunrise? Oh, this is the video from the party, the boat party, the Rick and Morty boat party. Okay, I get it. Sorry, Warner Brothers. I didn't mean to use your music. Here's what happened. I was at a Warner Brothers boat party. I was at the Rick and Morty party in the summer of 2019. This is now 2 summers ago. I was at Rick and Morty just prior to the fucking... I had to be just doing this for the show. What the hell? All right. No, Dick. 8:05.
Well, I think the... the understanding was that you were part of the problem, Phil.
Why do you say that?
Well, why do I say that?
God, I fucking hate this motherfucker. That's my own impetuous nature, though. You know, when Frontier didn't respond to me right away, I just fired them. I just get rid of Frontier. Get rid of their... The only thing I didn't count on is Frontier had landlines. Spectrum is a fucking satellite phone. I can't use their shit for any production. Well, most people like it, Mr. Andrew. With the sat... Yeah, okay, good for you. Fuck you, Spectrum. You charge too goddamn much. Your service is a piece of shit. Jesus H. Christ. Okay. Oh, that felt good. So we're done. We're ready to move on now. I'm ready to move on with my life. I'm out of radio. Goodbye. No, I am out of radio. Will the sunrise? So what was I talking about? What was this? Rick and Morty. Okay. Ta-da! Today's chicken shit. This is chicken shit. Let's go to our chicken shit report now. Dave Kreskoff. Dave?
Well, today's chicken shit report, Phil. Thanks, Phil. Today's chicken shit.
Dave Kreskoff. Dave Kreskoff is with us. What's today's chicken shit report, Dave? I can't for love or fucking money. I'm going to have to roll that back. I'm going to do this. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Thanks, Dave, and welcome to today's show. Thanks. Welcome to today's show. Now, one thing that happened yesterday, it was fascinating, too. Dave Kreskoff reports. All right, man. All right, so that's what I'm going to do. Dave, are you there?
Well, I've been here. I'm waiting to be brought on the air. I don't know what your problem is.
I got no problem. I got no major problem, man, okay? So, tell me about it.
What happened was...
That goddamn fucking echo? Fuck! Now I gotta fuck with goddamn Frontier again. God damn it. God damn it. I just as soon fucking not use the phone at all. Alrighty. Hi. Kind of a long pre-show, isn't it? Yeah, it kind of is. Kind of is, isn't it?